Begin 7 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous stuff. That is, we were discussing the three kings that were wicked, that, as we said in the opening Mishnah of this parak, they don't have a portion of the world to come. And the Gemara asked regarding other kings, other Jewish kings that also were seemingly very wicked and should not have a chelek mabah, and the Gemara addressed why they did have a portion of the world to come. Now the Gemara continues relatedly and shows how in the times of history that they were the Jewish people themselves that were also very wicked. As the Pasuk is quoted in Yirmiyah, it says, Madua sheva v'ho'am azeh, why is this people of wayward, Yerushalayim, that's meshuv nitzachas v'gayim, that is an eternal waywardness. Now Amar Rav, he expounds it homiletically in the word of meshuv nitzachas, not of waywardness, like shuvam shevavim, but rather that of tshuv nitzachas, a winning response. He Shiva Knesset Yisrael Navi, the assembly, the Jewish people respond to the prophet who is rebuking them. As the Gemara explains, Amla Nevali Yisrael, the prophet said to the Jewish people, Chizr B'tshuva, repent. Aveseichem Shechatu Hechlem, where are your fathers that sinned? There's no purpose unless one repents. Amalahen, so they said to the prophets, V'neviyeichem Shleichatu Hechlem, and where are your prophets that didn't sin? Where are they? They're also gone. Shemak says the pasuk in Zechariah, Aveseichem Ayehem, where are your fathers? V'anavim haloil miyichu, do you think the prophets live forever? Amalahen, but Zechariah said to them, Aveseichem Chazav Hod, but your fathers, they repented and they admitted the waywardness of their ways, which was the primary thing of vidui, of confession. Shemak says in the pasuk after that, it says, Ach devarai v'chukai. However, my words and my statutes, asher tzivisias avodah hanavim v'gemer, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, etc., where it says there in the pasuk that halohisigu aveseichem yishuv, they attained it, your fathers, and they repented. V'yomer, and they said, kashazam Hashem tzavokas la'asas lanu kidrachenu ma'aleinu. The people admitted, your fathers admitted that, like Hashem had plotted for them according to their actions. That's what Hashem did. Keinasa itanu. So your fathers admitted. You should also go ahead and repent and admit the waywardness of your ways. Shmuel, he gives a different interpretation of what was this tshuva nitzachas, what was the response of the Jewish people that was a winning argument against the prophet who wanted them to repent, that they said that there was the following situation. Bo asar b'nei adam yashlevanav. 10 people came and sat in front of the prophet Zechariah. Amalahan, they said to them, chizr b'tshuva, return with repentance. Amalai, they said to him, evit shemachre rabbi, a servant who his master sells him. Or ve'isha shagar shabayla, a woman that her husband divorces her. Klum yesh laze al ze klum. Do they have anything to do with each other anymore? And they were saying that once Hashem sold us to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, and he divorced us from him, what do we have with him anymore? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the prophet, Leich emelem, go and tell them, which is quoted in Yeshaya, A, where is ze sefer krisis imchem asher shlachtia? Where is this writ of divorce that your mother was given to be sent away? Or says Hashem, where's the creditor that you claim that I've sold you to? That's not the case. You were sold with your sins. It was with your wanton sins that your mother was sent away, your people. And behind Omer Shlokesh, that's what Shlokesh says, the following idea which Hashem was trying to tell the Jewish people, you're not divorced from me, you're not sold, you're still in my domain. Because Maidav said, what does it mean a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that says, David Avdi, David HaMelech is called David my servant. Yet a pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, my servant Nebuchadnezzar. Where he's calling that Rasha an Eved, just like he calls David HaMelech, like it says in the end of Yirmiyah, Hidni Shalech, Blakachtes Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. So that says the Gemara, not because David and Nebuchadnezzar were equals. Rather, Golub Yadul of Nemisha Amavay Oilam, it was revealed and known in front of the one who said and spoke and created the world, Shasidin Yisrael Lemekach, that the Jewish people ultimately going to make that claim that we already sold Behashem to Nebuchadnezzar. Lafika Chikna Makadish Bochu Bukar Avdi, therefore Hashem beat them to it, so to speak, and called Nebuchadnezzar my slave, so that the Jewish people will not have an excuse, this Tshuva Nitzachas, like Shmuel saying, from repenting. Because the following logic is in place. Eved shekan nachasim, if Nebuchadnezzar is Hashem's Eved, a servant, a slave that acquires assets. Eved lemi, who does this slave belong to? And nachasim lemi, and those assets that the slave is getting, who does that belong to? There's halacha that komash shekana Eved kana rabbi. And therefore, since Nebuchadnezzar is my Eved, whatever he acquires, which are you the Jewish people, is mine. And therefore, you never left my domain because you went from me to my slave. And whatever my slave has is owned by me anyway. And therefore, that was the prophet's response to the Jewish people that they should repent. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel on this theme that says, "Va'ila al ruchachem," that whatever it is that you think, "Hayoy loisia," that will not be. Asha'atam oimrim, which you say, "Niyah kagoyim," let us be like the nations. Kimishpoches aratzes, like the families of the land. Lasharis eitz ve'even, to serve wood and stone. Chayani no mashem lakim, I am alive, says Hashem, the God. Im libiot chazaka v'zrei netuyah, if it's not going to take an outstretched arm and a strong hand. Or with an outpouring of fury, I will rule over you. So Amrav, which means to say basically, Hashem will never let the Jewish people go as much as they want to be like the other nations. Hashem says, whatever it takes, you're going to stay my nation. Now Amrav Nachman, Rav Nachman said regarding that pasuk, if only Hashem would give us that anger with that outpoured of fury and rule over us, and let him finally redeem us, even against our will, and be the king over us. Let him do that, because we want to be, that Hashem should have a relation with us, no matter what it takes. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'yisru, and they will rebuke, la mishpat, for judgment, Elohav yireinu, its God should teach us. What does this mean? Or teach it. Amar Abba Barbachan, he says, Amalan novel Yisrael, the prophet said to the Jewish people, as the theme we were mentioning before, chizru b'tshuva, repent. Amalai, they said to him, Einon yichayil, we cannot. Yitzahara shayilibana, the evil inclination rules over us. Amalahem, he said to them, Yasru yitzreichem, rebuke, chastise your inclination. Now, what was the tshuva netzachas? Another interpretation in what the Jews responded to the prophet. Amalai, they said to the prophet, Elohav yeirenu, let its God, the Yitzahara's creator, which is Hashem, let him teach it. Because we cannot chastise the inclination. We don't have the strength, the ability, which the prophet obviously was saying, that a person has free will, no matter what an inclination is, the person gets to choose. But that was what the Jews' response was. Let its God teach it, but we can't control our inclination. The Gemara continues, moving on from the three kings which we spoke about in the previous dafim, that don't have a chelik l'am ba, the Mishnah says, arbo had yaitis, and there's four famous commoners that do not have a chelik l'am ba. They are Bilam, so the Gemara explains the different personalities. First one, Bilam, is a biblical personality. His name is because Beloy Am. He does not have a portion with the world, with a nation, and especially with the Am of Yisrael, with the Jewish people. The Ba'achar, another interpretation, is Bilam is Shebola Am, where he mixed up and swallowed the Jewish people with his counsel to Balak, where, as the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, that he caused 24,000 Jews to die. And it says that he was Ben Ba'er, the son of Ba'er, is Sheba al-Be'ir, is where he had relations with his donkey, because the Targum of Behemoth is Be'ir, he was Ba al-Be'ir, he had relations with his donkey. Now, Tanu learned in the Braisa that Hu Ba'er, the father of Bilam, was known as Ba'er, Hu Kushtan Rishasayim, he's the same person in the days of the Shoftim, of the judges, when the Sifri Tanakh is, he's the one that's Kushan Rishasayim, and Hu Lavan Arami, all these three different names, all the same people, the Lavan, who is the times in Yaakov. So the Gemara explains what these three names were. Ba'ir is Shabal Ba'ir, because he cohabited with an animal. Kushan Rishasayim, the reason why he was called that is because the Ovid Shtei Rishayis B'Yisrael, because he had done two wicked things with the Jewish people. Achas b'mi Yaakov, one in the days of Yaakov, where he chased after Yaakov and he attempted, as we say in the Haggadah, to uproot the entirety of the Jewish people, because he was the father-in-law of Yaakov. Achas b'mi Shvayt HaShoftim, and one was in the days of the judges, which is after Yeshua had passed away, as the pasuk says in Shoftim Perek Gimel, v'yichar af Hashem Yisrael, and v'yitnam b'yad Kushan Rishayim, he gave him over into the hands of Kushan Rishayim, which that's the second time in history that he did bad to the Jewish people. And what was his real name? Lavan Aramishma. His real name was Lavan the Aramean. That was the same personality with these three names. Now the Gemara asks, Ksiv, on the one end, is the pasuk that we quoted before, that he was Bilam ben Ba'er. Bilam, the son of Ba'er. Ksiv, yet there's a pasuk later on that says Benoi Ba'er, his son Ba'er, which sounds like the Ba'er was the son of Bilam. So was he his father or was he his son? So Amr B'Yichni says, Aviv, his father Ba'er, Benoi Hulai was his son to Bilam, Benevius in prophecy, where Bilam is greater than his father in prophecy. So yes, he was his father in regards to birth, but he was his son in regards to prophecy. Now the Gemara makes an inference from our Mishnah, from the fact that Tanya, the Mishnah, says that Bilam, who was a non-Jew, is from those four commoners that does not have a chelik ma'ba. The inference is that Bilam, who delos lamadas, it's only Bilam who does not have a portion of the world to come. Hashar goyim achrini also, but other non-Jews do come to the world to come. Says the Gemara, mas nit mani, who's that Mishnah likes? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanakh Lina Braisa. Lazaim, he says, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yeshuv Risham Lishayla, that the wicked will go back to Gehenna. Kol goyim shcheche elihim, all the nations who forget God. So explains Rabbi Laza, when it says Yeshuv Risham Lishayla, the wicked will go back to Gehenna, Ela Peshe, so that refers to the Jewish sinners. Kol goyim shcheche elihim, all the nations who forget God, Elu Peshe of the Kachavim, these are the sinners, these are the non-Jews, the idol worshippers. That's the Rebbe Laza. On that, Omer Bishua, he says, V'chi nemar v'chol goyim, does it say either, one gear says, Kechol goyim, like all the nations, or v'chol goyim, and all the nations. In other words, had it said that Yeshuv Rishom L'Shayla, Kechol ha-goyim, or v'chol ha-goyim, so that would sound like what you're saying, that yeah, because every non-Jew goes to Gehenna, does not come to the world to come. But it says Rabbi Yeshua, v'haloi loy nemar, elo kol goyim shcheich elim. It doesn't say with a vav or a chav. It just says, all the nations that forget God. Ela, rather, he explains, Yeshuv Rishom L'shoy L'maninu. The Pasuk is explaining, it's one idea. Who are the wicked ones that go to the Gehenna? That's kol goyim shcheich elim. That's all the nations who forget God. Meaning only those who forget God, like Bilam and Yeshua and all those like them. But other non-Jews, they do come, actually, as the Gemara mentioned this idea inside the Aleph and Beis, that who's going to be doing the work of the Jews in the world to come are going to be the non-Jews who will live to a ripe old age in the world to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will select from the wicked ones, he'll place them in Gehenna, and they don't have a chedek la'olam haba like Bilam, but the rest will have a portion in the world to come. And that's where our Mishnah is going, like where only people like Bilam, but other non-Jews, righteous Gentiles, do have a portion in Olam Haba. Now says the Gemara, V'af Eser Rasha Nusin Simba Asmei Nosa, that wicked person, Bilam, also made a sign for himself that he does not have a portion in the world to come. Because Amar, he said, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Thomas Nafshi Maisi Sharm, that my soul shall die the death of the upright. Now the Pasuk concludes over there, Usihi Achrisi Kamayu, and let my end be like them. So the Gemara explains as follows. What he was saying was, Im Thomas Nafshi Maisi Sharm, if I die an upright, righteous death, which means I die by myself, then the Pasuk was concluding, then my end will be like them, meaning that I'll definitely have a portion of the world to come. But Vimla, but if not, if I'm not going to die, but rather I'm going to get killed, then as the Pasuk says later on, Hinni Hailich La'ami, behold, I'm going to my people, not with the Jewish people, which ultimately that's what happened, that he was killed by the sword, and that he does not have a portion of the world to come. And the Gemara continues now related regarding this personality of Bilam. Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'yilchu zikni Moab v'zikni Midyan, that the elders of Moab and the elders of Moab of Midyan, they came with, they had their summim in their hands, and they came to Bilam, and they spoke to him regarding the words of Balak that wanted him to curse the Jewish people. Tanu l'in the Braisa. The Midyan and Moab, lohayilam shalom o'ilam. The people of Midyan and Moab never had peace amongst themselves. Like the Pasuk says in Bereishis, already from the earliest of times, Hamaka es Midyan b'stei Moab, that in the field of Moab, they had smitten that of Midyan, meaning Midyan and Moab were always fighting. But this can be compared to a parable of two dogs that were in the flock. And they were angry always, one at the other. These two dogs were always fighting, like a person who gets angry that his face gets all goldish. It gets really full of rage. And they would always fight with each other. But Buzz, the evil Echad, once a wolf came and fought with one of the dogs. Amar Acha, so the other dog said, if I don't help but that dog today, so the wolf against the dog, the wolf will kill the dog, he'll kill him, and tomorrow when that dog's gone, then the wolf will come against me. So the two dogs teamed up and killed the wolf. Amar Papa says, this is what people say, Karkushta, the weasel, Vishundra, and the cat, who are never at peace, of the Hilula, they make a party, mitarba from the fats, the bishgada from a person that has bad mazel. So the people of Midian and Moab were always at war with each other, but when it came to the common enemy, the Jewish people, then your enemy is my friend, meaning that the enemy's enemy, they go ahead and they make friends and they fought the Jewish people together. Now the Pasuk says, V'yeshvu sari Moab and Bilam, that the ministers of Moab, they came back with Bilam. Ask the Gemara, sorry, Midian, Heichan Azal. Originally, it says that the elders of Midian and Moab went to Bilam. How come when they were coming back with Bilam, it's only the sorry Moab, but where did the elders of Midian go? Says the Gemara, Kim and the Amalhu, since he originally told them, Linu Payalaila, sleep over the night, Vashivaysa Eschemdava, and I'll give you a response from Hashem if I'm allowed to go ahead and curse the Jewish people. So Amr, the elders of Midian, said, Klum yesh av shesonyas benoy, is there any father who hates his son? Do you think that Hashem is going to tell Bilam that, yeah, go curse my son, that he's saying, oh, sleep overnight and stay here and I'll tell you what Hashem says? And therefore they realized that there's no hope with this Bilam cursing the Jewish people, as they were ultimately right. Now Amr of Nachman, he says, chutzpah afila klab bishmayim hanu. Being audacious, being outlandish, helps even regards to towards heaven. Meaning it helped that there was audacity by Bilam, where he said to the agents of Balak, stay overnight, because originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi'ikar Exhibit says, Hashem tells Bilam, Leitei Lechemam, do not go with them. But afterwards, when Bilam had the audacity to continue asking Hashem, Exhibit says, Kum Lechitam, get up and go with them. So you see that even though originally Hashem said no, ultimately, since he had chutzpah to Hashem, he was ultimately able to go. Now, Amr of Sheshe says that chutzpah, someone that has audacity, is machusa b'lei togehi. It's like being a king without the crown. In other words, it's a great leadership and sovereignty. The only thing that a person that has chutzpah is missing is the crown of the kingdom. But ultimately, he acts just like a king. So like it says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, regards to David, in contrast to Yoav and his brother, David HaMelech says, V'neichi, Hayoim rach u'meshuach melech. He says, today I am weak and I am anointed to be the king. I'm a fresh king. But these men, the sons of Tzeruya, who they killed Avner, where although David felt that he should avenge the death, they're harder than me. They're stronger than me. In other words, I'm not bigger than them. The only thing I have is the crown, but regarding they have chutzpah and I don't, and therefore they're just essentially just like a king, just like me. Now, Amr B'yichan, he says, Bilam chigib ragla achasoye. Bilam was lame in one foot. Shlomo says in the pasuk, but Yelich Shafi, that he went limping, whereas we find that when it says buka da'atmi, it means to say that the thigh popped out from its place. It's like something that, like a limp, that he was going limp, so he was lame in one of his feet. Now, actually, Shimshon b'shtei raglav, the great Torah personality of biblical times, Shimshon, the leader of the Jewish people, was lame in both feet. Shlomo says, the pasuk b'reishis, that same word of Shafi, it says Shafifin ali oirech, which sounds like two, it's Shafi times two, Shafifin, it's plural, that he was limping on the road, Hanoshech ikfisus, which bites at the heels of the horse, which that was the prophetic vision of the leader of Shebed Dan, which was the bracha given to him by Yaakov Avinu, which refers to Shimshon. Bilam suma ba'achas me'enav hayu. Bilam was blind in one of his eyes. Like it says the pasuk, shesum ha'ayin, which shesum means open. In other words, one of his eyes was open, which the inference is, but the other one was closed. Moreover, kaisim ba'masay hayu. He practiced sorcery with using his male member, which as we had in the previous daf on Samachay Mebeis, where they could bring up these occult practices, they could bring up these different spirits on their male member. How do we know this? Ksiv Hach, it says over here in the pasuk that Bilam was neifel ugluy naim. He would fall down with his eyes open. Ksiv Hasim says over there in the pasuk Megillas Esther, v'hini Haman neifel alamita begrimin, that behold, Haman fell on the bed, which Achashverosh interpreted him trying to violate his queen Esther, which just like over there, it's regarding using the male member, so to over here, it's using his male member. Now, Idmah, we learned that Marzutra, I mean, he says, kaisim b'masaha, he says that, Bilam practiced sorcery with his male member. And Mabere Dravinam, he says, Shabbat Lassani, that had relations with his donkey. So it says, the Gemara, Mandam, a Kaisim Amasa, according to the one who says that he practiced sorcery with his Amma Kedamar, like that we just said before. Mandam, a Balasainahayad, according to the one who says they had relations with his donkey, how do we know that? Ksevach, it says over here with Vilna Gaon, says that it's from the word Neufel, or like our Gerses have from the words Kara Shachar, where he kneeled and he lay down. Uksav Asim, it says over there, Pasig in Sefer Shaiftim, where it says both of these words, Neifel, which the Vilna Gaon says that's the primary, or Karashach, it says, Bein Ragleha, between her feet, as it continues on the bays, Kara, he kneeled, Nafal, he fell, Shachav, he lay down, Begrim, etc., which just like over there, that kneeling over there is referring to a falling that's regarding cohabitation. So too, when it says over here, either the falling or the kneeling, it's also referring to an act of cohabitation, which he had relations with his animal. It says in the pasuk v'yadeidas elyon that Bilam was one who knew the consciousness of the one above, meaning he knew what Hashem was thinking. Now, as the Gemara hashtadas behem to labayada, he doesn't even know what his animal is thinking. As the Gemara is going to shortly explain, he didn't even know what to respond. Where they had the sari bullock had said, "Why don't you ride on a horse?" As we'll see, that his animal bested him in responding in the dialogue. And das elyon habayada, what he's going to know the thoughts of the one above. So says the Gemara, my das behemti, what does it mean that in our question that he didn't even know the thoughts of his animal. Damrile, that they said to him, the ministers of Balak, my tamale rechafta susi. What? You're riding a donkey? Why aren't you riding something more honorable like a horse? So Amalu, he said to them, Shaddai luhu biritiva. Says, I put it now in the pasture. They're grazing now in the moist grass. Yeah, I usually do have a horse, but now it's grazing. So that's why I'm riding my donkey. Amrile, and then the donkey spoke up and said to him, Haloya noichi asaintcha. What do you mean? Behold, I am your donkey. So he said to them, oh, latina ba'alma. Yeah, but I don't usually ride her. I usually use it to carry loads with this donkey. So the donkey said to him, no, asher rechavto alai, would you ride on me? So on that, Bilam said to them, oh, akroi ba'alma. But I only sometimes when I don't have a horse ready, but I usually don't ride on it. Said the donkey, and we see the donkey even bested him. He didn't even know what his donkey was thinking. No, it's not true. It's from now, from then up until today. Now, Veloya, not only that, said the donkey, I perform the act of a wife for you at nighttime. Will you cohabit with me? And this is the idea that we said before. It says over here, hahaskin hiskanti, which could be translated, did I ever put you in a situation of danger? But we find the same word, that she was for him a warmer in the act of being a wife type of a role. So we see that just like it says the word over there, sachin, also over here, which is that the donkey played the wife of a role for Bilam. So you see, he didn't even know the das of his behemoth. Elamavi yadei das elin. So what does it mean that he knows the thoughts of the one above? It means purely he knew to be precise to find that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at that moment. Behind the Kamalu Navaliso, and that's what the prophet said to the Jewish people, as mentioned in Sefer Micha, Ami, my people, Zachar Na, please remember, Mayod's Balak Melech Moab. What Balak, the king of Moab, plotted to do? What did Bilam, the son of Beor, respond to him? Menashitim ada Gilgal, from Shittim until Gilgal, which means, for when the Jewish people sinned at Shittim until they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they sinned in Gilgal, Lamandas Siskas Hashem, that you should know the righteousness of Hashem, meaning that I did much charity to the Jewish people at that time. Explains the Gemara, my Lamandas Siskas Hashem. What does it mean to know the charity that Hashem did for the Jewish people at that time? Because Amalan Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people over here in Sefer Micha, "Du'una kama tzedakah sisisim achem. You should just know how much tzedakah I did for you at that time. Shleikaasti kol ois na'yam b'mei Bilam Marasha. That I did not get angry all those days in the times of the wicked Bilam. Shel moli kaasti kol ois na'yam. Because had I gotten angry in any of those days, which Bilam was attempting to try to curse you, like nishtar misenin shle Yisrael started pulled, there will not have been left over any remnant of the Jewish people, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, so to speak, then all the curses are fulfilled. And Haindu Kamali Bilam LeBalak, and this actually what Bilam said to Balak, Ma'okev LeKavei Kael, I can't, how could I curse if God doesn't want to curse them, Agim, etc., which Eisna Yam, in those days, like the Pasuk says, Leizam Hashem, Hashem did not get angry. Because as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kael Zayim B'chol Yom, God gets angry every single day. But Kamazayim, how long is his anger? Rega, just for a moment. Somebody says the pasuk in Tehillim, ki rege ba'apai, because for a moment is his anger, whereas chayim b'tzayinai, but the life is in his willingness, v'gayim etc., which is the every single moment, besides one moment in a day. And Bilam knew that moment, and Hashem says, I didn't get angry, because if he did, since Bilam was yidei das elyon, he would have cursed at that moment, and he would have wiped out the Jewish people. Or ibayisim, or if you want, you could say, that how much does Hashem get angry every day? Like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, it says, "Leich ami, go my people, boy b'chaderecha, go into your rooms, usagard l'asecha ba'atcha, and close the doors in front of you. Chavi kamat riaga, wait for like almost like a moment, ad yavazam, until the anger passes by." Which is again also very, very small, maybe a millisecond, that how long is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. Now, says the Gemara, Emes Rasach, when does he get angry? It's Betlash Shoy Kamais, it's during those first 3 hours of the day, which is when people are getting up, because in those 3 hours is when people get up and those from the bed, and that's what's the Zaman of Kriyishma, of Kumecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry when he sees the kings who bow down to the sun, which is at the time when they get up, which is after towards the end of those 3 hours, when they put on their crowns, as the Gemara explains. Because it's Ki Chavr Karbolsa de Tarnagola. It's at the time when the comb, as a part of the rooster, gets white. Now the Gemara asks, "Kol shayt v'shayt dinam mechaber." What do you mean? Every single moment, the comb of the rooster gets white. Most of the day, most of the hours, it's white, and it's not really very very red. Says the Gemara, "Kol shayt v'shayt." But every single moment, even when it turns white, is besiruki simke. There's still some red streaks, as normally is in the that part of the rooster. But he shaita less besiruki samke. During that moment, Hashem gets angry. It's totally white. There's not even any red streaks. Now the Gemara actually brings an incident related to this concept. That who mean that David b'shevavus Reb Shuman Levi? A certain heretic that was in the neighborhood of Reb Shuman Levi. David komatzar Levi that was hurting and bothering Reb Shuman Levi. So yemechad noka tarnagolta. So one day he took a rooster, the asli bekari v'esav, and he tied it to his bed, and he sat there. Amar, he said, Kimata hu shaita il tayah. When that moment comes and I see it's totally white, which as we said before is the moment when Hashem gets angry, I'll curse that heretic at that time. Now, Kimata hu shaita nimnim, however, when that moment came, when it turned white, he dozed off. Amar, he said, Shmamino lav oichar. He says, obviously, you could infer that it's not appropriate to do that thing. And that's why Hashem made me doze off. The Sivak says, the Pasuk Mishli, Kam onish la tzadik loitav, that also for punishment for a righteous person is not good. In other words, not appropriate for a righteous that he should cause that anyone should get punished because of him. And obviously, that even for a heretic, it's not appropriate to say that to curse another person, that punishment should come through a tzadik. Natana Mishmeid Remeir, we learned in the Brice name of Remeir, that as we mentioned before, B'shosha Chamezirachas, at the time when the sun begins rising, V'hamalochem Anichen Kisrein Al Rishayin, U'mishtachem Lachama, and the kings place their crowns on their heads and they bow down to the sun, Miyad Kayes, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, so to speak, angry, and that was the idea that we said, that at that time, that if a person would curse, that it would get fulfilled, and that was the Yedeh Das Elion of Bilyam. So the Gemara continues, the Pasuk says, V'yokim Bilam b'boike b'yachvash asasayne. That Bilam got up in the morning, and he saddled his donkey, and he went along with them to go ahead and curse the Jewish people. Now, Tan Mishmir Shimon Elazar, he explains that Ahava, the love which Avram had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevatela shur shel gedula, that abolishes the appropriateness of a great person. Me'avram, the Chesed, we find about Avram, where the Pasuk says, V'yashk me'avram abayk, Avram got up in the morning, and he himself saddled his donkey, he was like a king. And doing that is just because of his great love, what's called Ahava Mekakel Sashur. It person does crazy things when they're madly in love, and that's what Avram Avinu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the same thing is the opposite, Sinna, the hatred that Bilam Rasha had for the Jewish people, Mevatel Ashur Shal Gedula, that abolished the appropriateness of the greatness, where Mibilam, we know from Bilam, who was one of the big leaders of the non-Jews, Shemit says in the pasuk, "V'yakam Bilam b'boikam v'yakam eshaschan esasayne." Bilam got up in the morning, and he himself saddled his donkey. Where again, because of his great hatred, he went and he even did it himself. Now, Amar Yudim Rabbi says, "Lo ilam yasek adam atayr v'mitzvah." Person should always involve himself in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Afilah shalishma, even not for the sake of the mitzvah and the Torah for Hashem. Because since if someone does it even not for its sake, it will ultimately bring to a person doing it for its sake. As we find, which was this during this period of the cursing of Bilam, and the reward of the 42 karbanos that Balak brought, which was at the request of Bilam, between the bulls and the rams, which there were 7 parim, 7 elim, 3 times, that makes for a total of 42 between the parim and the elim, Zachav Yatzim Menarus, and because of that, he merited to come out from his descendants, was the matriarch of the Davidic dynasty, that of Rus. As the Gemara tells, the Amar Yisrael Bar Huni says, Rus was Bita Shel Eglon, the daughter of Eglon, Ben Benoi Shel Balak Melech Moivaisa, was the grandchild of Balak, the king of the Moabites. Now, Amalei Rav LeRabbah Bamori says, Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, that it says that also the servants of the king of David came to bless our master, the King David, saying, what was their blessing? Yetiv Elikim, let Hashem do good, as Shem Shleima Mishmecha, the name of Shleima, then your name. V'yigadl is Kisei Mikisecha, and let him make his throne greater than your throne. Now the question is, is that appropriate to tell a king that it's Derech Eretz, you tell that Hashem should make your son's name greater than your name, but that's going to make him feel insecure, where they're telling him that he should be greater than his father. So he responded to the question, and he said, Me'ein Kamalei. The mem doesn't mean then, it means from. Me'ein Shemecha, when it says Mishmecha, doesn't mean then your name, it means from your name. Meaning, something from your throne, but not as great as your throne. Because if you don't say that, then the pasuk in the Sefer Shaftim that says Tevayrech Minashim should be blessed from the women, Yal Eshes Chever Akeni, Yal the wife of Chever the Keni, Minashim Ba'il Tevorech, from the women, or then the women that were blessed in the tent. Now, Nashim Ba'il Maninu, who is this referring to that she's being, that Tevayrech is blessing Yal, then the women that are in, they're blessed in the tent, who are the Nashim Ba'il? That's Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya, that's our matriarchs, our Imahis. As we find that it says that he brought Rivka, his wife, Ahela, Sari, Imah, to the tent of his mother, Sarah. So you see both his wife, Rivka, and his mother, Sarah, over there. And Rachel and Leah, we find in Bereish Lamanav, that V'yatsu Me'oyel Leah, V'yove Ba'al Rachel, he left the tent of Leah and went into the tent of Rachel. We see that these are the women who sit in the tent. Is that appropriate that the Devarah should give a bracha to Yal that she should be more blessed than our Emois, Amsar, and Rivka? Rather, obviously, it's talking about that something, a semblance of the bracha of Sarah. So, here also, it doesn't mean that they were saying they should be greater than your name or than your kingdom. It means from your name and from your kingdom. However, it says, Upliga, but this answer that was said, that when it says Shem Shleim Mishmecha doesn't mean than your name, but rather means from your name. That disagrees with the Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chaini, because Dom Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chaini, he says actually they were telling him a bracha to the father that your son should be greater than you, because he said B'chol Adam Miskani, regarding everyone the person is jealous of, Chutz Mibenai B'Tamid, except for one son and one student. Benai, how do we know one's son that he's not jealous of? Mishlaima from Shlaima, where they said to David that Hashem should make your son's name greater than your name. And that was a bracha to him. He's happy. Yes, he wants his son to be greater than him. He's not jealous of him. And B'Talmida, regarding one student, either you could bring that raya from a pasuk Melachim Beis, which was that Elisha had said to his Rebbe Eliyahu, Vayihino Pishnayim B'Rechacha Eli, that you should give me a double portion of him, your spirit, to me. And Eliyahu gave it to him, and he wasn't jealous of his student who's going to have a double portion of what he had. Or if you want, you could say from a pasuk in Midbar that Hashem tells to Moshe, V'yismach Ez Yadav Olav Yitzavehu, that you should lean your hands on Yeshua, and you should command him that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu only told him B'samach Ez Yadcha Olav, in the singular, put one hand on Yeshua, but Moshe Benu went and he did smicha twice, like it says, V'yismach Ez Yadav Olav Yitzavehu. They actually did both hands on Yeshua, which was double. And although Hashem only told him one, he wasn't jealous of his student, and he wanted to give him more than what he had to do. Now, continuing with Bilam, the pasuk says, "V'yosim David b'fi Bilam," that he placed that thing in the mouth of Bilam. What does that mean? Shabbalazai Mimalch, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the power for his speech to an angel who did not let him to curse the Jewish people. He says there was actually a hook that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the mouth of Bilam that he didn't let him curse, and that's what it says, V'yosin Dov, he put something in his mouth, he actually put a hook and which didn't let him open up his mouth to curse. Now, Amr Yechon, he says, Mibichasi Shalaisa Rasha, from the blessings of that wicked person, Bilam, Atolom and Mahayu Beliba, you learn actually what was in his heart. Because the pasuk says, V'yahafech Hashem lekech l'cho asaklo l'vracha, that instead of allowing Bilam to curse, Hashem turned his curses into blessings. But which obviously is that he wanted to curse them. For example, Bikush Shleima, he wanted to say, Shleiyu lem batik in the seas of batim adjust. They should not have any shuls, any study halls. And Hashem did not give him permission. And instead it was overturned and said, Ma toivu oilecha, how good are your tents, Jacob? So too, he wanted to say, Leitishu shchin alim, the divine presence should not rest on the Jewish people. And instead, he was forced to say, Umishkenesech Yisrael, and your resting place, the Jewish people. He wanted to say, Loitehei Malchus Nimsheches, that their reign, their kingdom, should not last. And instead, he was forced to say, Kenechal Natoyu, like a stream that is running. He wanted to say, Loyehei Lehem Zeisim Akram, they should not have any vineyards and olive groves. And instead, he said, Kiganes Ali Nohar, like gardens by the river. He wanted to say, Lo yehei reich enoidiv, that their aroma should not be wafting, which meaning from mitzvahs, and he was forced to say, Kaholim not Hashem, like aloe, which is the planting of Hashem. He wanted to say, Lo yilam locham alikoyim, they should not have any kings that are men of stature. And instead he was forced to say, Karosim alimayim, like cedars by the water. He wanted to say, Lo yilam melech bemelech, they should not have a king, the son of a king. And he was forced to say, Yizil Mayim Midalyav, that the water will flow from its wells, meaning there's a source from where it's coming from, where the king comes from his father, the king. He wanted to say that their royalty should not rule over the other nations, and he was forced to say Vizari b'mayim rabim, that his seed will be by many waters, meaning throughout the nations of the world. He wanted to say loite azam achusin, that their kingdom should not be strong, and he was forced to say v'yarim agag malkei, that his kings will be elevated over Agag, as the Targum says v'yiskev ma'agag, he'll be stronger than Agag, the melech of Amalek, which their malchus will be strong. He wanted to say loite emes malchus, and there should not be any fear of the Jewish kings. And instead, he was forced to say betinasim malchusai, that his kingdom will be elevated. Now, however, Amar Baba Bar Kahne says kulam, regarding all the blessings of Bilam, chazru l'kol, they all ended up turning out and came, reverting back to curses, like was Bilam's original intention. Chutz mibatik nesis mibatim midrash, except for the blessing that there is never going to be an interruption from the Jewish people of having shuls and batim midrashas, like it says, matayvu ay halecha yakov. Shnemak, it says the pasuk in Devarim, it says, Hashem es it says that Hashem turned over for you the curse of Bilam to a blessing, Hashem lekecha, because Hashem your God loves you. Now, klala, it says in the singular, Hashem turned over the curse to a blessing, meaning one of the curses he turned to a blessing, meaning because that never reverted back to being a curse, which is batik nesis of batim midrashas. But v'lo klolas, it doesn't say in the plural, because the rest of the curses did not really end up being blessings, because they ended up reverting back to being curses. Amar Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Yenisin says, "Mind of Siv, what does it mean in the pasuk in Mishlei that says Nemanim Pitzi Oyev? More trustworthy are the bangs, the bruises of my beloved, Vinatares, and it's turned over, meaning like an Esser, which is a pitchfork, which turns over the grain, Nishika Sainei, the kisses of the enemy. In other words, it's more dear and trustworthy to me the clops, the bangs of my beloved." Which and whereas it's turned over and more trustworthy than the kisses of an enemy, as the Gemara explains that Toyve Kalola Shekila Chia Shaloni as Yisrael. Better are the curses that a Chia Shaloni, one of the Jewish leaders, cursed the Jewish people because they did Avodah Zarah. Yisim Mebracha Shebirchem Bilam Marasha, more than the blessings than Bilam the wicked had blessed them, because we find that Chia Shaloni Kila Yisrael Bakana, he cursed them with the metaphor of the Jewish people being a reed. Shlomo says the pasuk Melachim Alav says V'hika Hashem es Yisrael, Hashem hits the Jewish people. Kasha yonet hakana b'mayim b'goyim, like makes the reeds shake in the water, etc. Now, although that's something of a curse of making the reeds move, but ma'kana zel imid b'makamayim, but just like this reed grows in the place of water, which is always a sign of blessing, and v'gizay and its stalk as it continues to the top of kovav maralf machlif, it regenerates after it's cut down, and moreover v'shurash of merubin, there's a lot of roots. And even if all the winds in the world come and blow at the reed, it makes it move, but it doesn't uproot it from its place. And rather, it comes and goes with the winds. And once the winds calm down, the reed is in its place as it always was. But Bilam, the wicked one, blessed them in the metaphor of a cedar. Now, just like this cedar tree, does not stand in a place of water. Now, although the pasuk says that he told him, Karazim Alimayim, explains Rashi, that it was the Shechina that was saying that. In other words, Bilam only blessed them, Karazim, like a cedar. In other words, which is not in a place of water. And the Shechina responded, Alimayim, in water, and that's how it's explained old in the Agadah, in the same way. When it says, Kinecholim, they tell you, it's Bilam only said, Kinecholim, like a stream, which sometimes it dries up. And the baskel came out, netoyu, which it will always continue to stretch. When he said keganis, like a garden, the baskel, the heavenly voice came out and said alinar, by the river. When he said kaholam, like aloe, the baskel came out and said natashim, which is planted, which will always continue to grow. But he himself only said karazim, which is not in the place of water. Vishrasha muatin, has very little roots. And the engiza machlev, it gets cut down, it does not regenerate. And I feel a kalarucha shaba'ilam boys of a nation by now, although if all the winds in the world come and blow in it, in maziza isim come, it does not move it from its place. But kivishanashva by ruch deramis, but once the southern wind blows at it, which is very strong, miyara karseva fachatai alpanav, it automatically uproots it and turns it over on its face and to be no more. So you see, although he was blessing them, but that blessing was worse than the curse of Achia Shalaini. Now, not only that, but Elishazacha kana litol mimenikumis, this that Achia Shalaini cursed the Jewish people through the metaphor of a reed, which we said is a good thing, Not only that, but the reed merited that it should be used, that the quill is used from a reed, lichtav mina sefer Torah nevi mekzuvim, which is used to write Torah scrolls, the words of the prophets and that of the writings. So we see the kana, since that was used, better that curse of a chesh alayni than the blessings of an enemy, of the kisses of the sinai, of that of Bel Marash.